Okay, so Rav Ossai, we are trying to explore and understand the relationship between Avos and Toldos. And in the last shiur, we pointed out and we introduced the idea that when it comes to Shabbos, we have a special Gzeiras HaKasa that teaches us Toldos. And that is learned out from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, where the Torah tells us, Hena is Avos, Mehena incorporates Toldos. And we saw that the Mahari Katz asks the Kasha, because when it comes to other areas, at least in Ezekiel, where we also have Avos and we have Toldos, the Gemara does need a pasuk to learn out Toldos when it comes to the Toldos of Nezikin. We need it by Shabbos. We don't find that we need it when it comes to Nezikin. It's a Svara. It's a Svara Ba'alma. So the Ma'ari Katz answered that question. He says, well, when it comes to Shabbos, we learn out Avos from the Mishkan. And somehow the Mishkan is like teaches us 39 melachos, but it also limits and says 39 and only 39. And therefore now we need something to expand out, to branch out into other areas. And that's the Gzeiras HaKasa of Mehena that teaches me Toldos. And I think the simple reading of the Ma'ari Katz is that Avos, melachos, and Shabbos are 39 specific actions. And now we need a Gzeiras HaKasa to create and expand that universe into anything similar to those specific actions. Mehena teaches me Toldos. Now the question that we have is, does everyone agree to that idea? That the Avos Malachos are actions which are now expanded via Gzeiras HaKasuv into Toldos. So I wanted to explore that with you a little bit via a sugya in Maseches Bechoros. Now there's a halacha that a Bechor has Kedusha. And an animal that has Kedusha as Bechor has to be limited for certain functions. And there is an Isser of Lotigos. You're not allowed to shear the wool off of the animal. That's an iser doraisa for an animal that has kedushas bechor. And the mission that we saw in Bechoras, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, tells us that if you want to be shochet a bechor, you are allowed to shift the wool of the animal. You can even pluck out the wool of the sheep as long as you're not shearing it, you're not shaving it, but to go ahead and pluck out some hairs, me'ikra din, is permissible. And in light of that, the Gemara, and I'm going to read the Gemara to you, if you take a look at the Gemara in Daf Chav Hey, the Gemara asks the Kasha, is that really allowed? Is Tolesh of a Bechor really permissible? After all, V'Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes? If Gozes is Aser, then Tolesh should also be Aser. Why do we say that Gozes is Aser and Tolesh is Mutter? That should not be the case. After all, V'Hatanya, we have a Braisa in Maseches Shabbos. And the Brais Maseches Shabbos says, HaTolesh es HaKonof, if you pluck out feathers off of a fowl, off of birds, and you take those feathers, v'hakomto, let's say, for example, you want to make a quill. So you pluck out a feather, and now you snip off the top, which has like a rough edge, so you cut the top, and then you smooth out the sides. You kind of cut off these side feathers, so you're left with just the reed, just the quill part of the feather. So hakomto, you snip the top. Hamorto, you smooth out the sides. You chayv shalosh chatos. You violate, if you did it on Shabbos, you violate three isurei do'oraisa, says the Gemara. You chayv amrei shlakish. What are you chayv for? Well, tolesh, you pluck the feather. Chayv yishim gozes. Tolesh equals gozes. Kotein, when you snip the top, specific to a size, you chayv yishim mechatech, which is another malacha. And memaret, and when you take off the feathers, leaving with the smooth quill, yechad mishum memachek, smoothing out. So the Gemara says clearly, what do you see over here? Tolesh equals gozes. If gozes is aser, then tolesh should be aser. How is it that we allow plucking out of the wool when it comes to the bechor? That's the Gemara's question. Now stop right there for a second. The Gemara is making an assumption. What is the assumption that the Gemara is making in this kasha? Irving!
I think the Gemara is assuming that the same way Toldos apply to Avos of Shabbos, Toldos apply to Bechoros.
Okay, that's more or less correct. In other words, what Ving is saying is the Gemara is creating equivalence between the world of Shabbos and the world of Bechor. And if there's an Isser of Gozes on Shabbos, there is an Isser of Gozes in Bechor. So if Tolesh is part of the universe of gozes in Shabbos, then it's part of the universe of gozes in Bechor. So the Gemara is assuming there's a halachic equivalence in terms of the definitions, and as a result, if it's also mishum tolesh on Shabbos, it should be also mishum tolesh gozes of Bechor. That is the Gemara's assumption. Very, very important assumption. Gavi, I see your hands. I'm ignoring you for a moment. Now, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara answers, and I want you to tell me in the answer of the Gemara, is the Gemara leaving the assumption? Says the Gemara, Shani Kanaf. Feathers, wings of a bird are different. Dahainu Orche, because it's normal to pluck feathers, whereas it's not normal to pluck wool. That's the Gemara's resolution. So tolesh of feathers is chayv on Shabbos, but tolesh of animals is not going to be an isser of gozes of the Bechor. Rabosai, question. Did the Gemara leave the assumption? Did the Gemara in its answer depart from the assumption? Ving told us what was the assumption, that there is equivalence between the laws of Bechor and the laws of Shabbos. If it's Aser, Tolesh equals Gozes by Shabbos, then Tolesh equals Gozes by Bechor. And my question is, now the Gemara says, no, Shani Kanaf, De'urchehu, does the Gemara leave that assumption?
Yeah.
Who said yeah?
Me.
Why, Noah? Why do you say yeah?
Because if we didn't leave the halachic equivalency, then we still have the question. Saying something else, changing the parameters of the discussion, would just mean that both of them now had a different halacha.
Yeah, but slow down. I don't think that's correct, and I'll tell you why. What's the Gemara's answer here? What's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying, no, you can't compare Shabbos to Bechor? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Or is the Gemara saying, no, you can't compare fowl to sheep? Which direction is the Gemara saying? You can't compare Shabbos to Bechor? Or no, you can't compare birds, feathers, to wool? What's the Gemara doing?
Feathers to wool.
It's saying feathers to wool. You can't compare feathers to wool. As a result, the assumption of the Gemara is, yes, gozes in Hilchos Bechor ought to what? Ought to include also what? Ought to include also what?
Tolesh.
It should include tolesh. Why doesn't it include tolesh? Because it's not normal to yank out the hairs, the wool, off of a sheep. That's not normal. And therefore, it's exempt. But if it was normal, then indeed, it would be aser. In other words, the assumption of the Gemara is that just like in Shabbos, you have what? Tolesh equals gozes, so too, in Kol HaTorah Kula, tolesh equals gozes. That's the assumption of the Gemara, I think. Simple reading. Now, I'm going to jump into Tosis for a second. Look at Tosis over here. And Tosis asks, and does not answer this question. Tosis says, Tema. What does the word Tema mean?
Yeah, it's a wonderment.
I don't understand. Mahu makshe. What is the whole question of the Gemara? Afal gav dele'inyan b'chor. Lo mechayev be'mishum lo tigos. Yeah, when it comes to b'chor, tolesh, you're not chayev for lo tigos. Le'inyan Shabbos, yesh lechayev mishum tolda de gozes. Yesh lechayev. In other words, when it comes to Bechor, true, you're not going to be chayiv for Tolesh. When it comes to Shabbos, yesh l'chayiv. You are going to be chayiv mishum Tolesh. In other words, what is the basis of Tosis's question so far? Right, you can't compare Shabbos and Bechoros. You don't compare. Tosis is rejecting the comparison. And why is he rejecting the comparison? So he says, why? Because Mishum Tolda de Gozes is Kekol Oker Davar Migidule Bebalei Chaim. Kemochulin Hoshit Yado Lime'ei Emo, Lime'ei Behema, Vidildel Uber Shabame'eha. In other words, says Tosis, when it comes to Shabbos, there's a thing called toldos. And if you think about it, what is, when you understand toldos, what essentially is Melechus Gozes? What is the Melech of Gozes? Three words. What is Gozes? Oker davar migidula. In English, uprooting something from its point of growth, from its place of growth. I'm going to add two words. Bebalechayim. When it comes to walking organisms, balechayim. When you're oker davar migidula, that's gozes, and that will incorporate gozes, shearing, and tolesh. It'll even incorporate aborting a fetus. So when you stick your hand into the womb of a behema and you abort the fetus, Meleches Gozes. Why? Because Oker Davar Migidula. You're uprooting the thing from its point of growth, from its source of growth. That's Meleches Gozes. If you were to go ahead and have a bechor, and the bechor was pregnant, and now you are oker davar migidula, not a bechor, kutchim, some kind of kutchim, you're not allowed to shear kutchim, would that be an isser of shearing kutchim? Says Tosis. No. Why not? Hello? If you abort a fetus of kutchim, is that an isser of lotigos?
It's not.
It's not. Why not, Gavi?
Because you can't compare Shabbos to...
Because you don't compare Shabbos to Hilchos Bechor. To kutchim. Let me explain this one step deeper. In Shabbos, what essentially is the name of the Isser? Is it Lotigos? Is it don't shear? That's not the name of the Isser. What's the name of the Isser? Give me a Hebrew terminology. Shmuel Bar, go. Oker davar migidula. Now, if I were to ask you, is oker davar migidula an action or a category? Or a class of actions, a set of actions.
Category.
What is it? It's a category. It's a category. So the shearing, the isser is oker davar migidula, which includes aborting a fetus. It includes cutting fingernails. It includes taking a haircut. It includes shearing the wool of an animal and plucking feathers, because that's all in the rubric and in the orbit of oker davar migidula. And that's Hilchos Shabbos. That is what the Malacha is. It's a category of actions, a set of actions. Says Tos, in contrast, you have Hilchos Bechor. And what did the Torah aser in Hilchos Bechor? I'm not hearing you, Shmuel. Shmuel?
Stay quiet for this one.
No. I don't want you to stay quiet. You're on the block.
Plucking?
Not plucking. What did the Torah aser? The Torah asered lotigos, the action of shearing. So if I were to abort the fetus of an animal that is kachin, will I violate the Yisrael Tigos? Daniel Jaffe?
No.
No. If I go ahead and pluck the hairs of an animal that is a bechor, will I violate the Yisrael Tigos?
No.
No. In other words, what Tosis does is he sets up a fundamental... By the way, just an interesting tidbit. Are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Yes, you are, because of a special gzeres hakosu v'yom hashmini yimo b'sar laso afilu b'Shabbos. Let's say it's not the eighth day of the baby's life, and you want to do a bris milah on the tenth day, and you do it on Shabbos. Are you allowed to? You're not allowed to. What malacha did you violate when you did it? Okay, davar migidulo. Right. It's the malach of gozes. When you uproot something from a bal chai that is meant to be taken off, fingernails, hair, shearings are meant to be taken off. That is the malacha. That's Tosis. So Tosis fundamentally, he has a difficulty with this Gemara. How do you understand this Gemara? Because he understands when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is, avos are categories. That's unique to Shabbos, not so when it comes to Kala Torah Kula. The Gemara seems to say, not like that. The Gemara seems to say that you can compare Shabbos to Kala Torah Kula, and indeed, when it comes to the vision of the Marikatz seems to indicate that you have a limiter, that avos are actions, not categories. Avos are actions, and you need that special Gzeres HaKosuv to now incorporate and include toldos. Gavi Silver, I see you're very, very eager. Go ahead.
So I don't know if this is correct, but it seems like Tosfos is saying that by an additional point is that by Shabbos, you need a limud to prohibit an action. You need a limud to allow an action on Shabbos, but by Kachin, and maybe by everything else, but I'll just stick to Kachin for now, you need a limud to prohibit something.
Well, again, I think Shabbos, you also need a limud to prohibit it. But the question is, again, how we're viewing the avos. Are we viewing them as specific actions, or are we globalizing them into categories?
Once you say that it is a category, then you need a limud to prohibit. But if it's an action, then you need a limud to allow. But if it's an action, you need a limud to prohibit.
Yeah, that could be true. Okay, Rabosai, hold on to that idea. I want to go a little bit weiter. Take a look, please. I asked you, you're going to go backwards in your sheets. Go to source number 6, which is on page 9. I want to learn a Rambam with you. And the Rambam is found in Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. A little background. Rabosai, there's a set of halachos that applies when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is murdered in between two cities. So what happens? What is that called when a person's murdered in between two cities? What operation do we engage in? What do we do?
Egla Arufa.
That's called the Parsha of Egla Arufa. Yafe. So we do the Parsha of Egla Arufa to determine who is responsible. The Gemara refers to the Torah. In last week's Parsha's Kisetze, 2 weeks ago's Parsha, refers to the valley, the area in which the person was murdered. It's called a Nachal Esan. A vacant valley, and the Torah has an iser that you're not allowed to plant in the Nachal Esan. It has to lay fallow. So take a look at the Rambam over here. So the Rambam is found in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Yud Alachates, source 6. Hanachal Shene'erfa Ha'egla. If you have a Nachal in which you do the operation of Egla Arufa, Aser Bizria Ve'avoda La'olam. You're not allowed to plant there, nor can you work the land forever. Shene Emar. What does the Pasuk teach us? Asher Lo Ya'avod Bo. You can't work the land. Ve'lo Yizara. And you can't plant. You can't work and you can't plant. Now the Rambam writes further. Ve'chol Ha'oved Sham Avoda. Begufa shel karka, and if you work the land itself, kigon, shecharash, you plowed, o chafar, or you dig, o zara, you seed, o nota, or you plant, ukayotze ba'elu, loke. Ukayotze ba'elu, loke. Stop right there. Which words in this Rambam are curious? Okay, we're reading the Rambam carefully. What is curious in the Rambam? What anything jump out at you? Anything noteworthy? Anything saying, whoa, that's interesting. What do I do with that? I'm looking for two words. Ving, what do you got?
I could be wrong, but I think the way he says kigon and then the chayote ba'elu, it's kind of like a list, meaning this. These aren't just examples, but they're a broader list of things that fall into a category.
Excellent. In other words, what does the Torah aser in a nachal eson? The Torah says in a nachal eson, lo yizara. You're not allowed to plant. And then the Rambam says, don't plant, don't seed, and any actions ukayotze ba'elu that are similar to that. The Rambam says you can't do avoda in the land, the Pasuk says. Don't do charisha, plow, chofer, dig, ukayotze ba'elu, and anything similar to that. So if you turn your page to page 10, I gave you there a Minchas Chinuch, the top source. And the Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. V'nei Rambam Khan Kosav Khan, Cheresh Chorash O Chofar O Zora O Nata Ukayotze Ba'elu. What is the significance of Ukayotze Ba'elu? Efshar Hakavona Kayotze Ba'elu Kamosha Kosav Eperek Zayim Mehilchos Shabbos. Halacha Beis Gimel. That what? Bichlal Charisha. Part of Charisha is Chafira, digging, ve'oseh charitz, making ditches, uvichlal zareya, hu, noteya, planting, havracha, is different kinds of making shoots, harkava is grafting, zomer is pruning, v'kol elohim avos malachos, kizmira v'havracha, heim inyan echad shel zareya, v'charitz hu inyan echad im charisha, v'yesh otodos gabe shabbos k'muvur sham, etc., etc. And maybe when he says kayotze ba'elu, what is the Rambam including? He's including what? Give me the magic one word, starts with a tough, ends with a tough. He's including toldos. Now, if he's including toldos, would the Rambam be like Tosfos or not like Tosfos? Be careful.
Not like Tosfos.
Binyamin, excellent. Why do you say that?
Because Tosfos is saying that Toldos only apply for Shabbos and not according to Rambam.
Yafeh ma'od. Very, very good. According to, excellent. According to Tosfos, we said, no. When it comes to Shabbos, you have these categories. You have Avos and Toldos. When it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a specific action. The Rambam's two words, two simple words, Kayotze Ba'elu, might show against the view of Tos that in Nachal Esam, where there's also Nisr of Zoreya, but yes, we look at greater Zoreya, the category of actions called Zoreya, which includes these broader concepts, which includes Toldos, which again would put the Rambam more in line perhaps with Mari Katz and not in line with the Balei Tosfos. I want to show you one more thing. I'm going to do this fast and furious, so stay with me. Turn the page. This is a Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan is found on Beis Amid Beis, and it's about 10 lines from the top of the page, opposite Tosas Mishumai Masrinan. Do you see it? Itmar Hamenakesh. Do you see it?
Where is this, Rabbi?
It's on Moed Katan Beis Amid Beis. It's after the page of the Minchas Chinuch in your packets. 10 lines down, there's a Tosas Mishumai Masrinon, take a left, Itmar Hamenakesh. Just acknowledge that you see it.
Okay.
Give me a yes, give me a thumbs up or something. Very good. Okay, says the Gemara. Itzmar, ha-menakesh v'ha-mashke mayim lizron b'Shabbos. If you weed on Shabbos, if you water on Shabbos, mishumay masrinan be. What is the hasra'a that you have to give? In other words, what malacha did you violate? Rabba Omar Mishum Choresh and Rab Yosef Omar Mishum Zorea. It's machlokas whether you violate Harisha or Zriya for weeding and for watering. Okay? Omar Rabba. Rabba says it's because of Choresh. Kavase Didim Istabra. My position makes more sense. Madarko Shel Choresh Lirapuye Ara. Hainami Marpure Ara. What does Choresh do? It softens the earth. When you water, when you get rid of the weeds, it also softens the earth. So you chad mishum choresh. Rav Yosef kavasei didim istabra. My position is more correct. Madarko shel zoreya litzimuche peira. Zoreya is there to facilitate plant growth. Hachanami mitzameh peira. When you water and when you get rid of the weeds, it facilitates plant growth. So each one argues its position, zoreya or choresh. I'm going to skip a little bit. Go now to 12 lines up from the bottom of the page, third to last word on the line, Tznan Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. Do you see it? Okay. So the Gemara, we just discussed watering as a machlokas, whether it's Choresh or Zoreya. Watering, Choresh or Zoreya. On Shabbos. Now it says, Tznan Mashkin Beis Hashlachin. You're allowed to water a field, b'moed, on cholamoed, u'bashvius, and also when on the Shemitah year.
Shabbos.
On the Shemitah year. Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, bishleim moed, I understand moed. So mishum tirchuhu. It's also because it's an effort. But the rabbis allowed it because your field might get ruined if you don't water all the entire week, so you're allowed to water. Ela Shvius. But if the on Shvius, which is a din doraisa, how can you go ahead and water? Bein l'man d'ar mishum zoreya. Whether you hold watering is zoreya. Bein l'man d'ar machoresh. Whether you hold watering is charisha. Zriya v'charisha b'shvius mishari. Are you allowed to plow or plant in the Shemitah year? Certainly not. So why is this allowed? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaye, b'shvius b'zman hazeh, we're talking about shvius b'zman hazeh, the Rebbe he, and it's according to Rebbe. What does shvius b'zman hazeh mean? Shvius b'zman hazeh, without Yovel and without a Beis HaMikdash, is only Derabbanan. So since shvius is only Derabbanan, we allow you to water the land. It's only Nisr Drabon. Second to last line. I'm going fast because it's getting late, but I just want to get this down. Benji! Let's go, Benji. Over here. Over here.
We're just having a problem in the pod. I'm just trying to fix something.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm in shir now. That's what matters right now. Okay? Virava Amar. Rava says... Unless there's a fire. Otherwise, let's focus here. Rava Amar. Rava says, Afilu Tema Rabbana. Even if you hold like the Chachamim that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Deoraisa. So how can you go in water during Shvius? Watch this. Obos Asarachmana. Toldos Lo Asarachmana. What did the Torah aser on Shvius? It asered avos and not toldos. Tichsif uvashana hashvius Shabbat Shabbaton yela aretz sadecha lo tizra. You can't do zriya. You can't do harisha. Did it say anything about what? About watering? You know what watering is. Told us, so says Rava, is that maybe the answer is that the reason you're allowed to go ahead and water on Shvius is because avos asarachmana, toldos lo asarachmana. Did Abai give this answer? Abai did not give this answer. Abai says shvius is not zed rabbanan. Rava gave this answer. Could very well be that this machlokas that we're suggesting between Tosfos and the Marikats might already be reflected in this tool shita. Do we apply the Isser of Toldos when it comes to Shvius? According to Rava, there are no Toldos in Shvius. Why? Because, yes, Shabbos has Toldos. Because Shabbos is an Isser category. But Kala Torah Kula, the Torah Asert Zriya, and the Torah Asert Charisha. And yes, there are two Toldos that the Torah explicitly Asert. But who says it Asers other activities? Whereas perhaps Abaye would not agree with that. And again, this Gemara would seem to line up nicely, at least Rav and this Gemara would seem to line up very nicely with the Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros. So if you're bothered, how could Tosfos go against the Gemara Maseches Bechoros? Maybe he has a friend over here in Shitas Rava in the Gemara Moikotan Da'Beis Mebeis, and therefore maybe you have a Machlokas Hasugios, exactly how you understand the relationship between Avos and Toldos in Shabbos on the one hand and in Kol HaTorah Kula on the other. Do we see that there are Toldos in Kol HaTorah Kula? That's what the Rambam says, Kayotze Ba'elu. Perhaps Abai also reflecting that idea, Marikatz. Tosfos says, no. There are avos in Shabbos, because Shabbos is an Isser category, not so when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula. And indeed, that seems to be exactly what Rava is saying in the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. We're going to stop over here. There's a little bit, one last little Rambam I want to take a look at tomorrow, and then we will begin a brand new Sugya Be'ez Hashem. If you have any questions, feel free to stay in the line. Other than that, Shkoyah Gadol, thank you very, very much. Have an excellent, excellent day.